even when we first come to him. But the scriptures tell us he'll fight for us.
Amen.
He's not a passive God that says, all right, you're here at the door, come on in, or I got something for you to eat. He'll fight for us. It says that in the Old Testament. And in the book of James, it talks about that when those who cry out to him, their cries fall in the ear of the Lord of Sabaoth. And that's God Almighty. He's the Lord of armies.
Amen.
So who are his fighters? The angels. He's got angels out there just waiting for us to put an order in.
Amen.
It's like we don't have to drive through. We can pray to God and ask him to send the angels to give us the love. Or maybe it's the discernment we need. Or maybe it's just the strength. Whatever it may be, we have 49 fruits of the Spirit. And God can mix and match them. And if we don't quite know what it is, he knows what we need. It tells us in the scriptures. And he knows who the enemy is. And he could destroy Lucifer. He could have wiped them all off. But that would not have done anything, because he wanted to make sure that when these angels, evil angels, when Lucifer was up in Adam, that they were judged out of existence, because evil was never a part of God's creation. And when Lucifer perverted his own self and then turned around and perverted other angels, God knew that that needed to be stopped. It needed to be stopped and not just wiped out like an eraser. But people needed to understand and learn how to judge those thoughts, to realize that it would take their life, and not only that, judge the angels out of existence. Mm-hmm. And there's a really neat scripture in the book of Isaiah in the 14th chapter where God has gone on and on about how Lucifer had been the son of the morning, and he was like the top teaching angel, and how could you have done this? And it talks about his fall, but then it says what's really neat, because it's about us too, and we get the discernment process working. And then they shall narrowly look upon him, Lucifer, and say, is this the man, not the God, but is this the man that made the earth tremble, that did shake the kingdoms, that destroyed the earth? Point being is all these things that he had done and had not opened up the door of the prisons to the captives. No, he didn't. I mean, but is that all he is? He's just a man? He's not this big, overpowering God? Just a man that did it? What's the big deal here? Christ addresses that very same issue when it's in Isaiah, and also I guess in the book of Luke, is the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, the opening of prisons to them that are captive. And in Isaiah, it's really more important, in the opening of prisons to them that are bound. So Lucifer wouldn't open up the door of the prison. He's the one that put people in prison, but it was Christ's ministry, it was Christ's job, his role, to judge Lucifer, and he was the one who came to preach the anointing and to heal the brokenhearted, all the kingdoms that have been shaken and broken and torn up. He was the one to bring the healing, and those who were captive in prison were now open. His message, his word, God's spirit that he was running through them would open up the prisons to them that are bound. That's us. That's us. And anybody we speak the word to, anybody that either even just by seeing and hearing what we do during the day without a scripture necessarily, that's what God wants. He wants people to have hope again. He wants them to fight for life and to learn how to get the life. So also in the Old Testament, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found.
Amen.
Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord who will have mercy, and unto our God who will abundantly pardon.
Amen.
If that isn't a message. Now there's a very timely part in that first part of that scripture. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. He's not just sitting around in the corner saying, well, I'll be here. You know, I'm always going to be here. He's a dynamic, moving God.
Yeah.
And if we aren't moving when he's moving, then he's going to go on without us.
Yeah.
While he was near, call upon him. We have to do that. But we can't just wait in our good old time. And when we think, well, maybe now's the time. He may have moved on. So it is a very timely, important life protecting and saving decision that we need to make. And we need to continue to make it, whether we've been here 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, 20 years. We have to consistently make that decision.
Amen.
I want you, God. We have a song,
Amen.
I want you, God.
Amen.
And if we have to, if we've taken his spirits, we can crucify that part out of our mind again. God has given us all that we need. All that we need. And he's the only one that knows what we need. And that's why we can cry out to him when we aren't sure. That's why we have the gifts that are here that can help us and heal us and make us be able to stand tall and be an emissary, be an evangelistic gift that he can use to bring other people to where they really wanted to be, with really having love, really being able to feel joy, really be able to feel the strength pouring through them, and have the assurance, and have the boldness, have all of the things that God has laid out for us. God will make it happen. He took out Lucifer, and Christ in his ministry took out Lucifer for good. And now we have some angels we need to judge, and some thoughts we need to judge, and some people we need to get the word out to. And God will give us the utterance and the understanding to get it out.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.